Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Some of the Brett Mega Show people are winners and some people are losers.
Ah.
Well, and I say some people, I mean Kevin is a winner.
Yeah.
We went to the game show Battle Rooms, which is in Chesterfield. If you've never been, it's in the, like, the hub area, and it's all these different game shows. There's like kind of like, what do you call it? Like spoof versions of Price is Right, Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune, and
Dupes.
Yeah, like a dupe version of all of them. And you get to play, and we did it as like a team bonding with our company. And Kevin was on Team Red, which was, what was your guys' team name?
We were Strangers with Candy.
Okay, that's creepy.
Yep.
And then we were Faces for Radio, Hannah, myself, and AB. And when I left, because I had to go to a doctor's appointment, we were winning. We were dominating.
Hannah and I's team were winning by a lot.
What happened?
It was literally the last game that got us.
It was rigged. I mean, it was so bad. AB, before we started the third game, she goes, if they somehow come back in this, I'm going to be so upset. And they spanked us. Like, it was bad.
It was Plinko.
Wasn't it just Plinko?
It was Plinko, but it was if you got the 1,000, you know, thing in Plinko, you got double points and all this other stuff, and that's how we won.
Our host felt so bad for the Strangers with Candy because they were losing so bad that he made, like, different rules for Plinko. Like, if you get 50 whatever, it actually counts as 500. So
that's how bad our team was beating them.
Oh my God. You guys were so good. You guys did the Price is Right and nailed it on the first try.
Yeah.
It was insane.
And I take a lot of the credit for that. I was a big part of that. There was a Celsius in there. I was like, I know exactly how much that is.
They said they've never seen a team get them all right.
It was incredible.
Really?
Yes.
It was incredible. So that just shows our commitment. When we went to the game show Battle Room, we didn't tell you this, Kevin, but we were actually having secret team meetings and planning and experiences, practicing, you know, two-a-days and stuff like that late at night.
Well, that's okay. Jake, our midday guy, we were doing Plinko.
And that got you guys the win.
That's it.
It was actually a lot of fun, super fun to do some team bonding like that. It's at the game show Battle Rooms in Chesterfield. We had a blast, and Kevin got the win somehow.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So an aquarium in Japan closed for renovations last month, and employees noticed that a massive sunfish wasn't doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
It stopped eating, and it actually seemed sick. But it turned out it was just lonely. It missed people.
No way. It was like a Hannah fish.
Yeah, it missed people coming around. So someone suggested, you know what, let's just get a bunch of cutouts of ourselves and put it around the aquarium and see what happens.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they're renovating this aquarium. We can't really be around it.
Sure.
Sure enough, the fake people actually worked. The sunfish started eating and is doing much better
way.
Now.
I'm going to cry.
What an adorable, cute, crazy story.
Yeah, so how cool is it? Even fish want to have people around them. They want to... The sunfish wants to perform.
Even fish are like you, Hannah.
I want to adopt this fish.
I know. This fish and Hannah need to be together.
Oh, we are soulmates.
Soulmates. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. It's actually really not even a poll that we probably even need to vote on, but we're going to try. Yesterday, we all went to the game show Battle Room in Chesterfield. Super cool, like, opportunity for you to team bond and you play, like, different game shows. If you were to choose one member of the Brett Mega Show to compete with you on a team and a game show, which would be your first pick in the draft?
Ooh, that's tough, man.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's hard.
Yeah, right. We just want to say it.
Clearly, Kevin.
Kevin.
I was actually going to say you, Brett.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's clearly Kevin.
No,
but.
No. I did not feel I fared well at all.
Really?
I think I'm better at like a Jeopardy type of thing. And unfortunately, that was not one of the opportunities. All the opportunities were like Wheel of Fortune.
You're good at Wheel of Fortune, no?
I'm okay. I have a bad time picking the letters or actually saying it.
For Wheel of Fortune, though, spell check like doesn't even like me. Spell check's like, you're an idiot. Like, I get that all the time. I have to Google sometimes because spell check thinks I'm so stupid. So I'm not good at Wheel of Fortune.
And Price is Right? No, I'm off on that.
Hannah's like, good
I
mean, at Price
I was good at the Price
that.
Is Right, but I was standing next to Brett for majority of the games yesterday, and he was pretty damn good.
Yeah,
he,
Family I've, Feud was
Family Feud, yeah.
I will say, I was not as bad as I am in the studio.
Yes, I will say this. Last pick is clearly AB, but you showed up when... You know what you need? You need that game show like environment.
Yeah, you need the hype.
It was a really cool experience. If you ever want to do some team bonding or some fun stuff with your friends and stuff like that, the game show Battle Rooms in Chesterfield, just bring Kevin with you. I think he's the first pick in the draft.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I'm going to read off some headlines, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more in the next 2 minutes. You'll know all the trending stories. These stories are all going viral right now. Like, headline reads, want to get a better night's sleep?
Duh.
Doesn't everybody? Take a shower before bed. I'm a shower in the morning person. Showers wake me up. But yeah, I guess warm water causes the body to release this like prolactin, and it's a hormone that makes you feel relaxed, helping you have a good night's sleep, and it's supposed to help you go to sleep at night.
Does it have to be a shower? Can it be a bath?
No, it doesn't say that, guys.
No,
I feel like
Kevin.
If you take baths at night, people think you're weird, and then there's nothing that can help you.
Okay.
How much is your pet costing you?
Oh, how much?
$2,000 a year. That's how much a pet, being a pet parent costs.
Not
parents.
The first year.
You think it's more?
Yeah. All the vet bills?
Hannah's like, it's more than that, trust me. How much of the mental load are moms carrying?
Oh my gosh. Are we asking price or what?
You know, like 71% of the mental work in home is required by the family as moms are actually carrying. That means planning, scheduling, organizing. I feel like that could even be lower. I feel like moms worry about all of that stuff.
I thought you meant the percentage was lower. I was like, no.
No, like I feel like it's even higher. Like they also said that's different than like meal planning and like running the kids around in places like that. That's different. But like planning, scheduling, organizing, activities, all of that's on mom.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of history in St. Louis was sold for $500,000.
What?
A gold medal awarded at the first Olympics hosted here in the U.S. was in St. Louis in 1904. First ever Olympics in the United States was just sold at auction off.
Wait, what?
$500,000.
The Olympics was held here first?
Yeah, yes. The one that was 1904.
Welcome to St. Louis. Lived here my whole life.
Just found out the first ever U.S. Olympics was here in St. Louis.
But wouldn't you know?
Genius. This show, you learn some things, I guess.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Cool. Brett better keep it moving.
Said, that's cool.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mia.
Yeah?
All right, you ready to take on Hannah?
Of course.
All right, Mia versus Hannah, pop culture showdown. You feeling a win?
All right,
Hannah, you leave the room, so we're going to ask Mia 5 pop culture questions. So Hannah can't hear. She's going to be out of the room. You ready to go, Mia?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Hannah's leaving. Which social media was dead and brought back to life this past weekend?
TikTok.
Who do the Chiefs play in the AFC Championship game? 7 straight AFC Championships for the Chiefs. Who do they play this time?
Wasn't it Texas?
No.
No, they beat Texas. Who are they playing?
Oh, who are they playing? The Eagles?
No, but good guesses. Who had to sing a cappella because of a technical difficulty during the inauguration?
Carrie Underwood?
Yeah.
Who won the college football national championship?
Iowa?
And not Iowa. Kevin and I are very upset.
I could live with Iowa.
It was not Notre Dame either. And then how many stripes are in the American flag?
13.
All right. Mia and her car full of people up just got 3 out of 5 correct. We're going to see how Hannah does when we bring her back in to play Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Mia and her car full of friends played Hannah's homeschool. 5 pop culture questions. Hannah stood outside the room. She could not hear. Mia and her crew answer the questions. Mia, everyone, tell her how many you got right.
3 out of 5.
All right, I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions. Got to get at least a 3 out of 5 for the win, Hannah. Which social media app was dead and brought back to life this past weekend?
Sensitive topic, but died and it was resurrected. TikTok.
All right, Kansas City Chiefs are headed to their 7th AFC Championship game. Who will they be playing?
Ohio State.
I know it,
guys.
Good job.
I know it's Sorry, Kev. No, Notre Dame for you.
You know, even though Ohio State beat Notre Dame and played like professionals, they will not be playing the Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs in the professional football.
It's the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills, Hannah, not the University right. of Ohio State.
Wow, I would love to see Ohio State take on KC for some payback.
With the confidence, though. With the confidence.
It took me so long to realize that.
Yeah, no.
I was
no.
wondering why you guys weren't clapping for me. No, I was really proud.
Maybe there will be another Ohio State question coming up. But who had to sing a cappella because of a technical difficulty during the inauguration?
Carrie Underwood, and she slayed it.
All right, you're back on track. Who won the college football national championship?
There we go. Ohio State. There we go.
Hey, there you go. And Kevin was very upset that it beat Notre Dame. How many stripes are in the American flag, speaking of the inauguration?
This is embarrassing because I know I'm not going to get it right. Five?
Mia and Laura and her crew got it correct.
13.
13, yeah. Hannah.
Original colony.
Yes.
Even though
you got 13 stripes on the American flag, because you look at the flag and see five, clearly, you still got the win somehow because you tied 3 out of 5, missing the whole Kansas City Chiefs question.
Yep.
And
that
our
was ugly.
And our American flag.
That was just super ugly.
America. Mia and crew, you got to say this is Mia and the crew, and we got schooled by Hannah.
This is Mia and the crew, and we got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if we can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. It takes 39 different ingredients to make just one little simple one of these.
I think a little cake.
A little cake.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Like, if you're not doing, like, Betty Crocker style, like, you actually have to do everything yourself.
Okay. A mini cake, okay.
I don't know why, but I immediately...
That sounded judgy. I'm guessing I got it wrong. Damn.
No,
The cakes I'm making have about 3 ingredients.
No, I'm going to be honest. I'll circle back to Hannah, and I'll tell you why. Okay. Go, Kevin, and I want to throw off Kevin and AB's guesses.
Well, okay. I immediately thought Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper? They have that on there. Isn't it like something 52 different things?
I don't know. I know
they
there's
something.
They
have something on there.
I think, but maybe that's there's funny. Like an additional with a 39.
Yeah, I forget what it's on there.
I really have no idea. Anything I'm making has like less than 5 ingredients.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Like 30. Muffins or something.
Muffins? All right, not bad either. But Hannah's technically not wrong. That's why I was looking at
it. Just give me the point.
No, you can't get the point though. Because she's not right. I know she's going to get mad.
Great.
And I'll tell you what, it has 39 different ingredients. Think after school snack and think like a little cake.
That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
We got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day, which I think is going to be under controversial review, guys. I know Hannah's about to be mad at me. It takes 39 different ingredients to make this simple little thing. And I said, think after school snack, and Hannah guessed.
I guessed a cake.
Okay, I would not consider this a correct answer if I was the judge, and then I would have to, and then Hannah would get mad, and it would be under official review. Did anyone get the answer then, Hannah?
Lots of people are texting in, and we have a couple different answers. Like, teacher Suzanne texted in and said cupcakes. Luke texted in and said goldfish. Olivia texted in and said mini muffins.
No.
But
none of those are cakes either. Just so
like,
we know, okay.
Like
the count
the
of those.
Ho-hos or one of those.
Is it
most of the people
what's
said.
It's a ding dong.
Twinkie?
It is a Twinkie.
Oh. It is a snack.
That
cake.
Is a cake.
That is not a cake.
That's
it's a little cake.
Thank you.
That's not
Thank
a cake.
Thank you. Yeah. Twinkie, I cannot count that as a correct answer. There are 39 different ingredients in just a little old Twinkie, guys.
I believe it.
And I would not consider that a cake. That's why I gave you, Hannah's like, why did you act so weird? Because I'm like, it's cakey,
You were just sus.
Mega Minds.
Do you ever just wipe out, just spill it, and it came in at an embarrassing time, or you just fell on the ice? Because right now it's just so cold and icy out. 314-531-9898. We've all had that happen before. You just wiped out. When did you wipe out? How did you hurt yourself? Did you get seriously injured falling on the ice? 314-531-9898. Make our friend Kevin feel a bit better because this dude totally wiped out.
Yeah. Yeah, what? And it's not the first time I've done it. You know, here, well, about 20 years ago at our old radio station, I did it, and they caught it on video because it was in the, you know, one of the back door opening
things. Oh, my gosh.
And when you see yourself fall, you're like, ooh, ah, ugh, thank God I'm not hurt. Well, it happened the other day after this ice storm, and I'm walking my dog Lily,
no.
and we go to get the mail. And all I've been like, you know, just kind of crouching up to it. And I'm going, look, most of this area is cleared. But I stood on the snowbank that was frozen, that broke off. And all of a sudden I started going, I'm good. Oh, no. Boom.
And you did the whole like.
Did the whole little quick cartoon thing and everything. And I fell. And my immediate thought was, I hope nobody saw that. And then my other thought was,
that's the first thing you thought, yeah, is I hope no one saw it.
Right. And then I was like, wait a second. I need somebody to see this. I'm old now. I could be hurt.
Did you, were you able to get up?
Yeah, I was able to get up. Good. And I had some, like, you know, bruises on my leg and bruises on my elbow. But I'm like, you know, I know that sadly slipping on ice is like one of the leading causes of death to old people.
Because, really?
Yeah, they break their hip or they break something, and it unfortunately just goes downhill from then. And I don't want to be one of those casualties. But yeah, I didn't want anybody to see me because you don't want to be embarrassed by it. That's the embarrassing thing. But at the same time, I was hoping somebody would come by and say, are you all right? There was nobody around. I picked myself up. I looked at Lily and I went, whew, at least I'm not going to blame you. We walked inside.
You know what's funny/not funny is you're not lying when, like, it's harder to get up or that's, yes, like a dangerous situation. This happened at an old radio station I worked at in good old Spokane, Washington. I like to bring up a lot of times my first radio gig, but it's always snowing up in the Pacific Northwest and always icy and cold. Well, when we get into work, it's still like pitch black. It's super dark out. Well, one of the elderly co-hosts for the country radio station slipped on the ice and fell, but no one could see her because it was so dark. She was trying to yell for help because she couldn't get up. For
like all of my grandparents have fallen
for like
that.
20 minutes. Yeah. And, like, she was like, yeah, like
and
no
had
one
to
could,
wait for someone to get
come.
Them.
Yes,
yeah.
It came in like a terrible time. That is one of the fears. Is like I can't get up. I can't get up. And so that does happen, especially slipping on the ice. You wipe out, and you're like. And she had like a broken hip or something like that, man. Like, you, it is a fear, man. You can just slip and fall and just bite it, and it sucks.
That one terrible day we had a couple weeks ago where left work early and my car slid out. Well, I should have taken it as a sign because when we were all walking out together, I almost busted my tail.
Oh my
gosh,
right.
Yeah, you did.
You look like Bambi, man. Like,
seriously,
like sliding around.
Yeah. It's crazy.
All right, you took a spill. It doesn't have to be an ice, but I feel like we're going to have a lot of ice stories with the weather we've been having right now. 314-531-9898. When did you fall? Take a spill. Did you hurt yourself? Did everyone see? Was it on tape? When did you just wipe out? Especially with this icy conditions we've been having lately, feel like anybody can just wipe out. But Kevin just seems to just be attracted to the ice.
Yeah.
Just happened recently, huh, Kevin?
It's becoming a theme, you know. I'm like every couple of months, I'm almost dying.
Yeah, this is a little scary.
We're going to lose Kevin. Like,
I know.
What happened? Well, you picked the bit.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, having a bad back myself, you know, anytime you fall, you even get a little bit more jumpy about it, especially when you fall and hit concrete on the ice.
Not to brag, but I fell gracefully the other day. I was holding my daughter, and my back staircase is kind of wiggly and just crappy in general. And I hit an ice patch, and I went down the stairs, like, boom, 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 like all of them from the top. Kept her in my arms, did not hit the ground. And
you got to be careful with that. My mom did the same thing with my sister, and her, what is it, your tailbone?
Yes.
Never been the same.
Yeah.
And that she's like, what, 20-something now?
Yeah.
20 years from now, you will still be feeling that.
It was scary. And And my son goes, oh my God, Dad, what was that move? And I was like, don't try that. Like, that wasn't me trying to be cool in the snow, bro. Alex, what happened to you? When did you fall and wipe out?
So I was in about high school at my friend's house, and it had just snowed, ice, all of that. And I ended up falling, and my nails were done in a little too long. And my pinky nail ended up popping off, and I ended up having to go get it removed at urgent care.
I can feel this pain, like, rushing through my body shivers. Right now. That is no joke pain.
So it, your nail went into your pinky?
No, it popped off, like my real nail and the fake nail on top.
Oh, she lost her entire
so
nail.
So the whole thing just ripped off.
This yes.
Do you still do the fake nail thing? I would be done. Like, I'd be like the person who does not do nails.
I keep them super, super short. They do not go long at all.
I bet.
I think it's funny, though, that, like, you still do it, though. That's yeah. what the nail game is real. When you're like, I lost my whole
nail.
The
nail's got a nail still.
I just altered the way I do it. But, yeah. Kathy, when's the last time you fell?
It was over the weekend.
Ooh, over the weekend?
Oh, no.
So you were like Kevin.
Yeah.
It's not been a long time.
No.
What happened?
So I was going outside to the backyard to grab all my dog's bowls in the water bucket, and their bowls are down underneath the solar panels. So I had to walk down there, and as soon as I got off the last step of my deck and hit the ground, there was ice there, and I didn't see it, and I slipped and fell and landed right on my hip.
Ooh. Oh, no.
All for the dogs. The commitment for the dogs.
And you were okay?
Damn dogs.
Yeah. I mean, no broken bones, though?
Fortunately, I am very I'm fine. I think I have enough cushion there to protect me.
Kathy said, I got some cake. I'm good. Jen, when is the time that you fell, Jen?
Okay, so I was in Canada, and the snow was packed, and it was also iced over. And there are tons of people on the trail going up and down, and a lot of people slipping. And I was going down, my foot slipped out from underneath me, and boom, right down. But it gets better. My husband anchors himself into the snow and says, here, hold on, I got you.
What a savior. What a hero.
Yeah.
Right, except he fell right on top of me.
No!
No! Yeah, it was like baby-making kind of situation.
Baby-making!
And so then I couldn't get up because my feet were slipping. You know how like someone's looking up and you get up for a second, then you fall back down.
Oh my gosh!
So many people were trying to give me a hand, and then they started slipping.
This is like a meme.
Yeah,
it was. It really was. Mm. And I was so sore, top to bottom, back to front, whole thing.
Just from laughing.
And I love how, like, yeah. It's seriously like a scene from the movies where everyone just started piling up on each other.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Right.
Yeah. I had to grab a tree to finally get myself up.
That's how you know you're down bad.
Yeah.
Grabbing trees for support.
Thank you for the call, Jen. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
There is even more tea with Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively, but this time there's video receipts. All the details in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
All right, another day, another chapter in the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively lawsuit. This is literally a weekly, if not daily, updated thing here on Hannah's Hollywood hashtag. And for those of you who are new here, both of them work together on the It Ends With Us set, and they're suing each other for smearing one another's reputation. Except Blake Lively is suing him more so for, like, sexual harassment, but whatever. So Justin Baldoni's lawyers are working overtime and have now released a 10-minute raw, unedited, mic'd-up clip in response to one of Blake Lively's sexual harassment claims in her lawsuit. Blake's story being that Justin was being sexual and creepy and talking about, like, the way she smelled in this scene. They were, like, reenacting a slow dance together. They're very close. They're very intimate, but they knew that going in. But Blake said that he was being creepy. So Justin's lawyers were like, okay, cool. We'll release the video clip of this so that everybody can see that Justin was not being creepy. So here is a little snippet of the audio of this video and some transactions between the two of them.
I'm not getting a beard on you today.
I'm probably getting a beard on you.
It smells good.
Well, it's not bad. It's my body makeup.
So it's kind of muffled in that clip, yeah. But they're talking about, they're very close and they're seeing how this scene's going to be. And so they're kind of having some conversation back and forth. And he did say something about, oh, you smell nice. And she says, oh, it's just my body makeup. But it was, the clip is 10 minutes long. I watched the whole thing. And let me tell you, it did not seem sexual to me at all. It was just a normal transactional conversation. And she is claiming that she felt uncomfortable. And
yeah, she actually responded and said, this clip justifies me feeling uncomfortable. Everyone could see that I'm uncomfortable. Which
I
is
don't
interesting.
See that.
Mm.
It's so crazy. I don't see that at all. Like, as a woman, I don't see it.
It really is just opinion based.
It is opinion based.
This entire thing is just opinion based if you're just looking at that clip, which is insane.
But what's funny is also, sorry to
go on.
Change this, but I'm really passionate about it. In this 10-minute clip, there's also other audio pieces. Kevin, I didn't even ask you to pull this, but there's a part where she goes after his nose. She's like makes fun of him for how big his nose is.
Yeah, so they like kind of like joke with each other. So it doesn't seem like it's like as toxic as they described.
There's still tension.
Tension.
For sure, yeah.
So you could tell that there's an uncomfortableness in the clips. I feel like two things that I thought stood out to me. Number one is Justin Baldoni saying, this is proof that I did not make her uncomfortable, and Blake saying, I'm uncomfortable. If a woman says she's uncomfortable, then she's uncomfortable. Like, right? It does feel like this isn't the outrageous uncomfortableness that she had preached before, but if she's saying she's uncomfortable, we should take her word for it. The second thing is, if you guys are uncomfortable with each other at all, why on earth, even though it's a montage where there's no speaking and the music is going to play over, why did you, I don't know acting, I'm not an actor, mm-hmm. but they always say this, you act as Ryle, you act as the characters, mm-hmm. right? Why did they decide to be Blake and Justin?
That is weird.
Why?
Yeah,
they're talking like Ryan Reynolds and he's using his wife. Like, you guys are characters. Be in character. You guys aren't friends. Like, why are you guys on set doing anything that's intimate and not in character? You should be in those people's characters' mindsets at all times. You're not friendly with each other. Yeah. You guys have had multiple meetings where you guys don't have the same creative vision. I would never, ever, ever not be in character when I'm around Blake if I'm Justin. And if I'm Blake, if he made me uncomfortable, I would never not be in character if I'm Blake. Why? Why did they decide to do that? Why are these two people ever working together?
Yeah, I mean, every day, every week when we have more stuff come about this lawsuit, the overarching thing we keep saying over and over again is these two just should have stopped working with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally seems like a clear disaster. And uncomfortability is a hard thing to gauge. Like, we can't tell exactly how Blake felt in that moment. But seeing the video, I mean, people, just are going to have their own opinion based on
themselves. I did agree with Hannah. Watching that video, you didn't see it as super aggressive Justin Baldoni.
No,
she's uncomfortable. She's uncomfortable.
She's the one that's like, you know, continuing the conversation too.
I feel like you shouldn't make a comment about anyone's physical features.
No.
Unless you feel comfortable with them. Like, you're at that joking around. So her saying like, oh, I feel nosy. And he's like, I have a big nose. And she is like, she stops and says, maybe we should shut down production so you can get a nose job. Like, she's clearly joking, but you shouldn't make those jokes unless you guys are cool.
If he was saying that to her,
that would have been blown up.
I think that makes Blake look like, you felt comfortable enough to make that joke about him, then he should be able to comfortable enough to make some jokes about you. And
I was uncomfortable hearing the nose joke, and nothing even went over me with the spray tan joke. But if all that wasn't enough, Justin Baldoni's team apparently is planning to create a website containing all of the evidence for this case because there's so much.
Crazy.
So if that happens, buckle up, everybody. We're going to have a lot to go
Hannah
through.
And I are going to have an all-nighter.
This is Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Okay, a woman gave her boyfriend an ultimatum who's been dating her for 7 years and said, this is the deadline. I'm fed up. Propose to me by this date or it's over.
Are you talking about my mom?
314-531-9898. So this is the story. It's viral on Reddit. She said, I'm fed up with my boyfriend. We've been dating for 7 years. He hasn't proposed yet. So I told him, here's the deadline, April 1st of 2025. I made him aware that I'll be leaving him on this exact date if he doesn't to make a move. Today, he told me he wants to push the deadline back because he needs more time to save money. For context, I don't want a wedding or anything or a reception. I just really want to even elope or a trip together for Vegas is fine. I just want him to get a ring. He says he needs more time to save money. 314-531-9898. Do you think she should give him an extension? Do you think this is fair? What are your thoughts?
I think that she should give him an extension.
Okay.
And I think if she really loves him, it's worth the wait.
My mom literally did this with my dad.
Okay, so tell us the story behind that.
I did not know this.
It's like a whole long story, but basically, they dated for 6 years before my dad proposed, and that was way too long for my mom. And they broke up like multiple times because my mom was like, we're getting married or we're breaking up. So if you're not going to propose to me, we're breaking up. And I know the last time they like had an argument about it, my mom was like, okay, we're breaking up. My dad had actually ordered the ring already, but he did it in some unique way where it was going to take a while because it was like very custom to my mom. And she didn't know that. And so the argument was her being like, you have to propose to me, blah, blah, blah. And my dad being like, you just have to wait like the tiniest bit longer.
Stop breaking up.
And then obviously everything worked out, but my parents did that. And I get it.
I hate it.
You get it on whose side?
Yeah.
Like
her mom's side, of obviously.
Yes. Sometimes you're waiting too long.
No. Well,
you should be the one. You're so optimistic about love. I feel like you should be
that. I feel like
wait.
He should know and be like, all right, this is my girl.
I hate this. No one wants to be forced into anything.
Yep.
Right? Like, so the reason I hate this is like, if he wanted to, this happened to a friend of mine. She hated the idea and concept of marriage. He loved it, actually. He wanted to be married, white picket fence. And so they tried to like come to this agreement of what marriage would look like or what the relationship would look like. And they never really got married. But then they like started wearing rings together. Like, you either align with each other or don't. Like, you can't push someone into a situation and say, well, we're going to get married. What if he doesn't believe in marriage or he's just not ready? Or you just can't.
Well, that conversation should have been had if he doesn't believe in marriage.
What's weird, though, is it's been 7 years. What's wrong with 8? What's wrong with 10? What's wrong with 12? 7 years. No, okay. 7 years and 4 months. That's what we got. That's it. Boom.
My guess is maybe her age. In her defense, she's probably getting to a certain point like where I want to have a family and kids and I got to go restart the clock with someone else. And so I'm just getting to a certain point in my life where I don't. But I just feel like giving someone a deadline feels disrespectful to the relationship and his feelings. If you want to get engaged so bad, then you propose. It's, you know, it's 2024, 2025.
Like, she basically is proposing.
Yeah, like just propose and say, this is where I want to be. And he can say yes or no at that point and say, hey, like, no, the reason I haven't proposed is I'm not into this. But I just hate this whole deadline. Like, I'm going to wait for you and you need to do this. Don't tell me what to do. If you want it, do it. If you don't want it, then don't wait. Then break up. This weird deadline. Your mom's situation feels a little bit different because she tried to break up with him. Like this whole like weird date I give you, like this expiration date feels gross to me a little bit. I don't know.
Well, you don't like expiration dates. We know that.
It's really triggering for Brett.
I don't play around with expiration dates. 314-531-9898. How do you feel about this woman who gave her boyfriend, after 7 years of being together, a deadline? Hey, proposed by April 1st, 2025. Do you like this ultimatum? Do you understand it? Did you have to do this like AB's parents? 314-531-9898. Please, please, please marry me. That's what this lady is saying. We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. This woman is going viral on Reddit because she's fed up with her boyfriend. 7 years together. He hasn't proposed yet. So then this is what she did. She said, here's an ultimatum. On April 1st of 2025, I made him aware I will be leaving him on this exact date. On April 1st of 2025, if I don't have a ring and we're not engaged, I'm ending this relationship. He has now asked for an extension of the deadline because he needs to save up money. And we want to know, should she extend the deadline? Should she break up with him? How do you feel about her giving him a deadline to the relationship? 314-531-9898.
The text line is hot right now. Tiffany texted in and said, you don't love that person and you're marrying for the wrong reasons if you're giving them an ultimatum. Another person saying marriage just should not be an ultimatum. So they definitely don't agree with this whole date thing. Another text came in, though, that I think might have altered my opinion, because I have kind of been in the camp where I'm like, okay.
Extend the deadline.
Extend the deadline. If they really love each other, it'll work. But this text might have changed my mind. It says, if he still needs time to save money and they've been together for 7 years, that means he has not been prioritizing this, mm-hmm. which means it's not been on his mind to do so. If I was that woman, my answer would have been that I was done.
That's not true. We don't know what he does for a living. What if he's living paycheck to paycheck? And just because he's living paycheck
to paycheck. Then put aside $10 every paycheck.
Well, maybe he has, and he still feels he needs more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get me a candy ring at that point.
Yeah. I don't need a huge rock. I just need to know that you care enough to propose.
I will say this, because I think a lot of people are thinking maybe she needs a big ring. She did say this. I don't need a wedding or a reception. I really just want to elope or take a trip, maybe even to Vegas. So she doesn't seem like she's like searching.
Or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Or anything like that. Tariq, what's your opinion on this?
Yeah, so I feel like if she's making an ultimatum, then maybe that is her personality. Like, she makes ultimatums about things. And so maybe he's not ready right now because of that. Like, that is something that would push me away, definitely.
He's like,
it would never work.
Yeah, he's like, thank you so much for the call. That's what Brittany said. She had been there before, too. Mm-hmm. Carly, you actually lived this situation.
I did. I'm the one that gave the ultimatum.
Oh, wow.
We were high school sweethearts. We had 10 years. It's time. You either know you love me or you don't. And for me, marriage is important if we want to have kids.
Okay.
And I wanted to have kids. I was 25 at the time, and I gave him 1 year. And on the day of the 1 year, he proposed.
Jeez. He really waited to the last second.
He waited the whole year, and it just happened to be Christmas Eve, because his whole family thought that he was going to propose the year before anyway, and he never did. And it's my bad. I agree with you. You can't put an ultimatum on anything.
So you regret
I absolutely regret doing it, because I mean, we should have never been together anyway. But, we were married for 10 years. We were together before that for 10 years. So 20 years in this. And we had 3 beautiful kids. But he even admitted years later that I should have never gotten married. Mm-hmm. He said, I am not the marrying type. I'm selfish.
Yeah.
And so I should have known that. I thought signing that piece of paper, everything will be perfect.
I agree. There's a lot of flags here that's saying that I'm going to change him, or I'm going to change her. Yeah. Like, he might even be waiting. Like, I don't know. Should I propose to her? I'm waiting to see her change. And like, if you haven't gotten engaged at that point, the ultimatum feels like you're just forcing it. You can't force a square peg or round hole in the relationship.
I was forcing the issue because of my own reasons, and I should have known better, but I think ultimatums altogether are probably wrong, no matter what the situation, whether it's, okay, you either stop drinking or this is going to happen, or you get a better job or this is going to, you can't make people do things.
Yeah, relationships are all about compromise, and you have to want to make those compromises.
There's actually a reality dating show on Netflix called The Ultimatum.
Oh my God, I've seen this before.
And it literally is, you at the end of the show, you either break up or you get engaged, and they start off the show, because of course I've watched every season, the hosts start off the show by saying, just so you know, this is scientifically proven not to work.
Oh, yeah. Don't they date other people?
They have to date other people.
They have to date other people. Yeah, that's
crazy.
Yeah, that show sounds like
this was a really, really powerful call.
I did end up remarrying, and he asked me, and it's 7 years in, and it's wonderful.
No ultimatum.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, right.
See, you can't find happily ever after. Just tell this woman
you
got to go to another guy. Thank you so much for the call.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, for keep it moving, while we're running commercial free here on the Brett Magnus Show, we run through some stories that are trending. I just read off headlines, and then we just kind of scroll through the internet the way we all do it. Read the headline, got it. Or Hannah will ask for more details, and I'll click on that link, and we'll read them to you. Like, a company has embraced the option to pay Venmo style.
Hey, AV and I would be in heaven, Brett. Not so much.
It's an airline. JetBlue announced they accept Venmo now. You can pay for flights online using your Venmo account. They're also adding the option to their app in the next coming months, too. But you can now Venmo for flights.
I think every place needs this option. It just makes so much more sense.
With this freezing cold temperatures we've been having lately, do you need to warm up your car in the cold?
You know what? The answer is always yes.
I'm nervous to, you know what? Keep it moving. I know the answer is yes, but I don't do this, so I don't want to hear that, like, I'm going to damage my car and everything's going to blow up.
How do you know the
answer is
yes?
You're wrong. Just so you all know, you're wrong. No.
Just kidding. Go back. I want to take it.
You said keep it moving. Now you'll never know, but you're wrong.
What are you doing?
You don't need to warm up your car in the cold weather. It's a myth. Nutrition labels may be moved to the front of food packages.
That's fine. Keep moving.
All right. The FDA is trying to make a change. Busch Light is letting you speed date at the Daytona 500.
That's going to be interesting. Let's hear about that.
So Busch Light announced a contest called Daytona, where 8 lucky singles people will get on a chance to go on a speed date around the Daytona 500. Basically, you're going to be driven one lap around the track together in a car that's flying, and you're going to be going on a speed dating.
Genius.
Yeah, while the car is going super fast and super stressful.
Isn't AB, it? We got to get you in there. Yeah.
Could you go on a date when you're flying at like 200 miles per hour? What would you even say? Would you freak out?
It would definitely be really awkward.
I don't know. I think it might be like sexual.
Okay.
What are you into in the bedroom?
I don't know. I just, it might, it's fun. It's different. It's thrilling. Nobody? Okay.
Everyone's like, damn, Hannah's into some weird stuff, man.
Thank you.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
What is the worst vacation you've ever been on? Like, where is the place that you went to and you were just so disappointed to give everyone like a warning, like, hey, don't go there? 314-531-9898. Or flip side of things, where's the best vacation? You're like, you know what? Didn't think this was going to be cool, and it was so much fun. Go there. 314-531-9898. AB going on a girls' trip with her friends in April, but they decided to pick their girls' trip location in a fun way.
Yeah, it's kind of the weirdest way possible, and a lot was up to chance, but me and my two friends, Elizabeth and Molly, wanted to do a girls' trip, and we were like, it's kind of boring to just like pick a place and go, which is what we normally do. So we all three chose three places, two good ones and one bad one. And then we made PowerPoint presentations and presented them to each other. And it, I mean, we were like peeing our pants laughing because the bad ones were so absurd. We had a laser pointer. One of them is a teacher. So we were like literally presenting as if we were in a classroom.
Oh my God.
And between the three of us, the good ones that we had were San Diego, San Francisco, Savannah, Georgia, Newport, Rhode Island, and Boston. So those were all like, we were very excited.
Okay. I just looked at a list, by the way. The number one bad location that people did not like going to on a list was San Francisco. That made your guys.
Really?
Yeah. I went to San Francisco. I liked it, but a lot of homelessness there.
Yeah.
People said they didn't like the food. The food was kind of a miss for me, too.
And very expensive.
And it's super expensive. So that's why. But it's interesting it made your good list. What was on your bad list?
So the bad ones were New Mexico, specifically to see aliens, apparently.
Oh, Roswell.
Yes, that's Roswell. What it was. Yeah. That's what Elizabeth chose.
What?
So that was a bad one.
I
and
loved
then,
New Mexico.
That's Area 51.
I went to New Mexico.
Yeah, that's the supposed area where aliens landed years ago.
Hell
and
no,
the government
would
has
not
a secret
there.
Lab there.
Well, that was an option. And then we had a dude ranch in Wyoming. And there was like a specific thing that we were looking at where it was like a day-by-day breakdown. And there was like herding cattle and like horseback riding and country cowboy poetry.
Okay.
Like it was like the
that
most-
would have been awesome.
Absurd thing ever.
Wow. That's a girls trip if I've ever heard of.
I would have loved that. Wow.
And then our last bad one was Disney World. And like, no offense to the people that like Disney World.
Hannah.
That just wasn't that wasn't the vibe that we were going for. You know, we're looking
You're
for
looking
like
more
the
dude ranch.
Places.
Yeah,
right. You know?
Aliens were the vibe.
But
no, that's why it was bad though. But
so
yeah.
Pleasure Island, I'm telling you.
We put all of these options into a bowl and then one at a time picked them out of the bowl and said, okay, we're not going to San Francisco. We're not going to San Diego until
so last
there was one
standing.
Left.
Okay.
And it was down to Rhode Island and Disneyland.
So a good one and a bad one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I pull out Rhode Island, which meant we're going to freaking Disney World.
Hey! Disney World for your girls' trip.
I will die on the hill that Disney is one of the best places on earth. It's
it
magical.
I
love it.
I've never been, and one other girl has never been. So, like, we do not know what we're in for. And we're not just, like, the biggest Disney people ever, either. So
that's what your girls' trip's going to be, is Disney?
Yes.
Wow.
You know what? It's really, I'm a Nickelodeon kid through and through. I don't like know the princesses or anything, but I still love Disney. But I will say that you guys picked the most expensive place.
Yeah.
And we part of the rules of our little game was we had to buy the plane tickets immediately so that we couldn't back out. So the plane tickets were even just expensive, and that doesn't include the actual Disney tickets. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where should you have put, what are like some other vacations you would have put in the hat for AB if she ever does this again? Because I think this is such a fun, clever way of picking a family vacation or a girls trip vacation. Because we've all been there before. Like, I want to go on a trip, but I just don't know where to go. And this is a fun way to do it. Where are some of those locations like, yo, avoid this one, AB. Or this rocked and I did not see it coming. 314-531-9898. We're going to talk about how you picked out your trips and which ones rocked and which ones sucked. Such an interesting way to pick a girl's trip or just pick any trip in general. AB did it in a really fun style. How did you guys pick your girl's trip, AB?
We put a bunch of good ones and bad options into a bowl and let fate decide where we're going. And we are going to Disney World, which was a bad one.
By the way,
not in my eyes.
Disney is fun for families.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it could be still exhausting, but it doesn't scream.
It's just, it doesn't scream like girls' trip. You know, girls in their 20s. Let's go to like a cutesy city, but. You know,
and I love how you guys had to present like this is why I consider it a good one. This is why I consider it a bad one. PowerPoint style. 314-531-9898. If you were going to be on the girls trip, would they be which good trip would you put in there or which bad trip would you be in? Maybe based off trips you've been on. Emily, what do you got? What would you put in the bucket?
So Wisconsin, Milwaukee area, just went over the weekend for a bachelor trip. And it was a big group of 12 of us, and it was cool. The distillery there was skiing and snowboarding and little switz, and just a lot of fun. We got down Friday and came back Monday.
See, that's a place that surprised me. Milwaukee would have been in my bad bucket. And then try that out, AB. Milwaukee is actually a lot more fun than you think. Thank you for the suggestion. Daphne, where would you put in the bucket?
St. John.
Oh, yes. St. John, Virgin Islands.
Riley Green was just there. Yeah, I'd love to go there.
Not that you're stuck.
We're headed in March for my mom's 50th birthday.
Oh, my God.
Well, that sounds awesome.
For Kenny Chesney, it's good enough for us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, that is going to be an amazing trip. Yeah, going to the Virgin Islands, good girls trip.
Yeah, that would be, any trip would be great there.
You know what surprised me, speaking of like an island-y type of vacation, that I was Cabo. There was like an airline, I forgot, maybe like Southwest had just started flying to Cabo, like direct flight. So they had like a really cheap deal for like $200 to like, you know, flash sale. So we bought them. Didn't think I'd like Cabo. I was like, I don't really know about Cabo. It was awesome.
Really?
So much fun. All inclusive.
I feel like I would expect that though.
And then I did not see it coming.
Huh.
And another one, this is like overseas. I don't know if it screams girls trip either, was Amsterdam. I don't smoke weed. I've never smoked weed in my life. And so, like, that's, like, what's really cool. I think about Amsterdam. It's like, weed's legal.
I didn't know that.
And then, like, that weed is legal there or that I haven't smoked weed? So I've never smoked weed. And so I didn't care. And then prostitution is also legal there. And I have no interest in a prostitute. So my wife booked a trip to Amsterdam on a flash sale. And I was like, Katie, why are we going to Amsterdam? I want nothing to do with smoking weed or hanging out with prostitutes in the red light district. So cool. One of the coolest cities.
My sister loved it too.
One of the coolest cities I've ever been to. There's more actually waterways than Venice. Venice is known for like having water.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really? Actually, I've been to Venice.
Yes. So there's more waterways in Amsterdam than any other city in the country or in the world. It is so cool. You bike everywhere there. And the reason weed and prostitution is legal there is like they always say it's tolerance. They just don't care. They don't care what you do. Like, we got talent for anything. And that attitude throughout the city is everywhere. You walk into a bar, they're like, yeah, man, how much you want to pay for the drink? They don't care about anything. It is such a cool vibe. So that surprised me. Jessica, where is a city that surprised you when you went on vacation?
Sedona. We had a great time there. So when I turned 40, there's a David Bowie mural in Phoenix, Arizona that I really wanted to see. So we flew there to see that, and then I was like, well, where else should we go? Because, you know, this is a free thing, like, in the city that you just, like, walk to and look at, and you're there for 10 minutes, and then you leave. So I like to use or get my Marriott points. So I plan my trip around where there are nice Marriott hotels. So we drove from Phoenix to Sedona, and we only spent 2 days there. We wish we spent more time. And then we drove to the Grand Canyon and Hoover Dam, and then we drove to Vegas and spent a few days in Vegas.
Genius.
Yeah. What a trip. Yeah.
What a trip.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Sedona's like the spa capital of the world, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that screams girl trip. You just, like, relax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely want to spend more time, so you should go there next time.
There you go. Sedona. So we just booked AB's next trip, Sedona, and then Vegas, and we're just going everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Then St. John's.
And St. John's to stalk Riley Green. When Kendrick Lamar saying he's a fan, he's actually just talking about Kevin.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Kevin, man, Kevin, you just love that song.
Super Bowl
you?
Can't get here soon enough. I'm really, really excited for his halftime performance.
Super Bowl can't get here soon enough. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
There might be trouble in the water between Justin and Hailey Bieber again. I'll share why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby.
So yesterday, things got a little awkward and a little sus between Justin and Hailey Bieber because fans noticed Justin doesn't follow his wife anymore on Instagram. Really weird because yesterday, or the day prior to yesterday, he was posting about her, how much he loves her, whatever.
That's crazy that fans noticed that in one day. Like, why'd you unfollow
her? Yeah.
Fans notice everything, especially between the two of them.
That is crazy.
Wow.
But Justin replied to all the questions and rumors and stuff saying that someone went on his account and unfollowed my wife. I think that response is incredibly sus from him. I have a couple theories on it. One, I feel like it would have been more believable to have said like, oh, like, Jack, you know, was on my phone and accidentally clicked a button. Like, I would have believed that.
Their baby.
Yeah, their baby. But also, if his phone or his account did get hacked and the hacker, like, all they did was unfollow Hailey, they knew what they were doing. Like,
right.
I totally believe that, and I think it's iconic.
That's, like, iconic. But also,
you do believe the hacker story?
Yeah. If I was a hacker, I'd probably do
but
that.
But also, how did Justin get his account back already to post that it was fake?
There's impossible. That's why I don't believe it. I got hacked before, guys, because I'm a big deal like Justin Bieber. Mm. Somebody hacked my account, and then I paid another hacker to hack the hacker, and he stole my money. Yeah. I know you're surprised by that.
Right.
I never got my account back. There's no way this Justin Bieber could get his account back in 24 hours.
When you're that famous, you probably have a rep at Instagram.
I was that famous.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Joking. Yes. They say that's the only way you can do it is actually if you know somebody at like Instagram or Facebook or anything like that. So that's why I never got my account back. I do think the hackers are petty. I would say that. Mm-hmm. But Justin Bieber seems like the guy, when he gets in a fight with his wife, that he thinks this is a way to get back at her.
Oh, for sure.
I do.
For sure.
Like, right. You know what? You're mad at me? Well, I'm unfollowing you on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this? I could see that's the way Justin and Hailey fight. I think they're fine in their marriage. I know that there's always drama in every relationship.
People want them to not work out.
But I honestly think he could have unfollowed her out of, like, anger and then followed her back. But it just... saying that like a hacker hacked him to unfollow on Instagram is hilarious.
Crazy. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
Petty.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. See if you can get it right. Almost three out of four people wish they had enough money to hire someone to...
Oh my gosh, I wish I had this. Well, I kind of do right now. Someone to cook for you.
Ooh. Oh, you have a chef?
My sister cooks for me every night.
Oh, I bet you're going to say Factor meals because you ordered 100 different subscriptions.
They also put in a lot of work for me.
All right, 3 out of 4 people wish they could hire someone to...
That's a lot. Personally, I would say drive for me, but I think it's actually 3 out of 4. Someone hire somebody to actually work for you.
Oh,
whoa!
Like,
there
do you your
go.
Job.
So you don't want to submit driver. You want to submit somebody who just subs in and does your job for you. All right.
I'm going to say clean your house for you.
Someone got it right. It's either cook, clean, or work for you. If 3 out of 4 of us said, hey, if I had enough money, this is definitely the person I would hire.
That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. I said someone in the room got it right. 3 out of 4 people wish they had enough money to hire someone to, and Hannah, your answer was?
I said cooking.
Little chef, Kevin?
I said to actually work for you, to do your job.
Kevin just wants to sub in a robot to have to do his job.
And I said cleaning.
Who do you think got it right?
Well, people on the text line think AB, but they even gave reasoning. They said, I think AB got it with cleaning. The worst part of cooking is cleaning, so it covers Hannah's.
Yep, and that is correct. 3 out of 4 people said if they had enough money to hire someone, they would have them clean for them at least once a week. They would definitely have someone clean for them. That is what we all want. Cooking, we could figure out a way to microwave something or fast food something.
Yeah. Factor it up.
Cleaning, someone's got to pick up this mess.
Mm-hmm. Mega Minds.
If you could be on any game show, past, present, what would you be? 314-531-9898. Curious to some of the answers. We went to the game show battle room in Chesterfield. So much fun. We did it as like a team bonding thing. And so we did it with like our entire company. And you get to play all these different games. You get to play like the dupe versions of Price is Right or Wheel of Fortune or Family Feud. So what game show would you want to be on if you could be on any game show? 314-531-9898. First off, what the hell happened after I left? I had to leave in the middle of it. We were dominating Family Feud, and then Kevin's team won.
Yeah, we won with Plinko.
Plinko's always cool. You get to drop the thing down. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do Plinko. I'd like to do Price is Right.
I think they kind of changed the rules. Kind of like how they do the hole in one. Now it's a hole in two. They really, you know, made the points
because
work
you guys
for
were getting dominated against.
Yeah, they felt so bad for you guys.
Which was a shame because I really do like games and game shows, but my favorite is Jeopardy.
Didn't you try out for it?
No, I actually tried out for So You Want to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
Very similar kind of world.
Because that was a big deal here, gosh, about 20 or so years ago, and I didn't even get through the first round. And that's how hard, you know, you're like, I thought
Kevin's
I knew this
genius.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a genius, but I do well on trivia and trivia nights, and I would like to. I mean, there are some days I'll watch. And as I say Jeopardy, I'm thinking more of the youth version, the college version, because I do well on that show, but there's no way I can hold a candle to some of those answers. And you sit back and you go, how do these guys know this stuff?
That's I don't think I'd want to do Jeopardy. It's too hard.
Yeah,
I feel like it's boring. I chose Supermarket Sweep. I want to run around things and just throw stuff in a, you know, shopping cart.
That would be good for you.
Like Supermarket Sweep I thought would be good. You know what other game I thought would be fun to join if I were to do a game show? Do you remember Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'd like to do Legends of the Hidden Temple where they had like red monkey and silver jaguar. Another one where you get to be super active. And the
you need something on your feet.
And then the last one I did choose was Newlywed Game. Because I thought that'd be fun. I think it'd be fun to do with my wife. I want to do the Newlywed Game, and they say making whoopee a lot. Because that's what they use. They always use making whoopee on the Newlywed Game. So when you and your significant other are making whoopee, that's just funny.
Is there like a Newlywed Game but with friends?
I don't know.
Because I feel like I'd be good at something like that. I'm not going to be good at Jeopardy or any of that stuff.
What game show would you want to be on? Do you like
it? I don't know. I don't watch any of them, and I'm really bad at all of them.
You
oh
are
my
really
gosh.
Bad. When I was little, the number one channel I wanted to watch was GSN, Game Show Network.
Oh, yeah.
I love game shows. And without a doubt, I always, always wanted to go on Deal or No Deal.
I put Deal or No Deal down, too.
I love that game.
I think the games, they know they have like Deal or No Deal Island, and I've been wanting to check it out because I know some of the reality. Because like Survivor doesn't count. Like I want to do Survivor. I want to be on Survivor. But some of the Survivor contestants now are on Deal or No Deal Island. And I just want to yell, no deal,
no deal,
so bad.
Yeah, I think I would want to do that, or Price is Right. I mean, who doesn't want to spin the wheel?
I thought Family Feud and Price is Right are like givens. Like, everyone wants to do Price is Right and spin the wheel, and everyone wants
to. I do bad at Family Feud.
Yeah, but I think it would be fun to go with your friends and stuff like that to do Family Feud that way.
Yeah.
AB would always get us the X's.
The pressure I felt even just behind the desk yesterday, and it was such low stakes at this game show plays, I think I would feel very stressed at Family Feud.
We were actually whispering, in, which I don't know if that's against the rules on Family Feud. We were like whispering answers into AB's ear so she wouldn't like screw us up.
It's okay. I repeated an answer.
Yeah, you did.
What was
Clifford?
Clifford. Yeah. Clifford. It was name a character that is red, and Hannah really wanted to get Clifford up on that board twice.
He deserves it.
By the way, Santa was not on there, and nor was Spider-Man.
I know.
Surprised everyone. It was so much fun, though. We had the game show battle room, and we were just talking about the game shows we'd want to do.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.